Meseches Tevul Yom, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek, and especially the first several Mishnayos, are dealing with the subject of a Tevul Yom that comes into contact with a piece of food that is adjacent to another piece of food. And the question is whether touching the piece of food that is adjacent renders tameh the other piece of food. Because the tumah of a tvul yom is considered more kal than other tumah, it's possible that even if other tumah, other tameim would transfer tumah from the adjacent food to food A to food B, that if a tvul yom touches food A, it would not necessarily transfer to food B. So the Mishnah says, Mikratzos noshchos zo bezo. If there are slices of dough which are clinging to one another, Vechikaros noshchos zo bezo, or if there are loaves of bread that were baked next to each other or put next to each other, such as that the dough is clinging one loaf to the next, then ha'ofe chamita al gabi chamita ad shelo karmu batanur, or a person who bakes cakes on top of each other in the stove, one on top of the other, and they end up becoming stuck together before a crust has been formed in the oven. V'kolis shel mayim ha'mchulcheles, or if you have the froth of water, which is you're boiling water and it froths over, and there is and that is mechucheles, it is hollow, the froth itself is hollow. Urisichas grisin shel pol rishona, or the first froth of grisin of porridge as you're cooking beans. Urisichas yayin chadash, and the froth of new wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afshel Orez, and Rabbi Yehuda adds even the froth of rice. The halacha is Beishamai Omrim Chibur Bitvul Yom. All of those things are considered attached to the food. They're all considered adjacent, so that if one were to touch the froth or touch the dough that is adjacent to this other piece of dough, even though they're not considered one food item, that wasn't your intention. Your intention wasn't that the pieces of dough should be considered one loaf, but rather that they should remain separate pieces. Beis Shammai says chibur b'tvul yom. They are considered connected for a tvul yom, so that if a tvul yom touches one, it renders tuma to the adjacent food as well. Beis Hillel omrim. Beis Hillel says eino chibur. It's not considered attached, and therefore, if you touch the froth, it doesn't render tameh the water. Umodim, but both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, b'shar kol hatumos, that any other tameh person who touches the adjacent food, bein kalos, bein chamuros, whether they are light types of tuma or severe types of tuma, that they do transfer tuma, because tvul yom is considered the most kal, the most lenient of all the tameim. So it's only in that case that Beis Hillel would say eino chibur, that it's not considered attached, but in the case of all the other tumeim, it would be considered chibur, and touching the froth would render the liquid tameh, or touching the one piece of dough would render the other piece of dough tameh. Mishnah Beis, hamechanes chalos al menas shelo lahafrish. On the other hand, if one person gathers gathers challah portions and combines them together with the intention of not separating them, or ha'ofe chamita al gabe chamita misha karmu betoner, or if you bake these pieces these cakes on top of one another, and they become stuck one to the next after a crust has formed in the oven. V'kolis shalmayim she'ena mechucheles, or the froth of water which is not hollow, or esichas grisin shel pol shnia, or the second froth of the porridge as you're cooking the beans, or esichas yayin yashan, or the froth of old wine, v'shel shemen la'olam, and the froth of oil always, v'shel adashim, and the froth of lentils. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af shal tofach, even the froth of porridge that's made from tofach, which is grass peas. Tameim b'tvulyom, they are for sure considered tamei b'tvulyom, ve'ein tzarech lomar b'chol hatumos. And that would certainly be the case to any other tamei who touches those things. And in this case, this Mishnah is indicating that in this case, there is no machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would say that touching that one food is considered as if you're touching the food next to it. Beis Hillel himself would agree. And of course, that would be the case whether it's a Tvul Yom who touches it or any other Tameh person, as opposed to Mishnah Aleph, which is considered a Machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai.